This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not walking around the streets of Shoreview dressed like a nun for no apparent reason, ladies and gentlemen, Sister Mary Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning to all of you on this Friday, October 14th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. You woke up alive. Congratulations. Yes. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to Be Bald and Be Free Day. Welcome to National Chocolate Covered Insect Day. Welcome to National Dessert Day. Welcome to National Lowercase Letter Day. Mm. Welcome to Vet Nurse Day. We love them. Welcome to World Egg Day. Welcome to World Standards Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson.
Yes.
I have a funny feeling that the coffee today is needed, shall ask... Hey, Alexis, how the hell is that coffee?
Heaven. Okay. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm realizing how scratchy I sound right now. Does that sound...
Sexy.
It does, actually.
Say something sexy.
Hey, girl, hey.
Very sexy. Very.
God, I gotta leave, very. Guys.
Hey. I know.
Hey, baby.
Brenda Macaro over there.
Yeah. This weather just changes things and it's acting up. And I'm tired. So this is life juice.
Flossy Dickey.
Flossy Dickey.
I feel tired today. You'll see why. Don,
she
how's
is
your
very
tea?
Tired, yeah.
Oh, my tea is great. Oh, it's just the right temperature. I just discovered it. Oh, God.
Oh. Like the Target lady. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's just the right temperature. Jason?
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's stupid.
It's so stupid.
Nice.
I know. That's how good it is. Thank you, Starbucks. Thank you, Angela. I love you. Flossy Dickey, are you like Angela? Are you like Alexis today? Are you tired?
I am tired.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to our show today?
Not one bit.
Let's just check it.
What's new?
What's new?
Angela Lansbury.
I
know. I'm going to ask you about that later. But we got to start with Lex. Why the tired?
Okay, so my mom is visiting.
Yeah.
And she is just boss lady right now, and I need this. I need this in my life.
Uh-huh.
She's visiting from San Diego. She's like cracking the whip. Like, mm-hmm. Alexis, we got to clean out your fridge. We got to get rid of some of Zen's toys. Get his clothes ready for winter. So we're doing all the things. She's helping me go through my art room. We're going through stuff. We're going through all my clothes. Oh. And when I'm like, I need a break, Mama.
Yeah.
I'm feeling tired. She's like, no, we got to keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why I'm here today, because she was supposed to fly out this morning.
Right.
But she's extended her trip because she says, my work here isn't done.
Oh, Lord.
She's here till Sunday now.
She's got to oil her whip to crack it.
Exactly.
Man. Declutter fairy.
You know what, though? Guys, it's been so fun.
Good.
We've had a great time. We're getting stuff done. We're still having fun. We went to the apple orchard. We have gone antiquing. We've gone out to eat a few times. We saw my nephew's football game last night, which, by the way, was so cold.
Yeah. It's snowing right now.
Oh, it's snowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I walked in. I don't know if you got the same greeting from Bert this morning, Don, from Art Security.
Yeah.
I walk in. He goes, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. No, I had Lance there today, and he likes to tell me a different day. He's like, Happy Thursday. Oh. You know, and I'm like, oh, you're not going to fool me on this one, buddy.
Yeah. Especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's snowing out there. Be careful. Allow extra time. Turn your lights on. You know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you got a lot. So she cracked the whip.
Oh, my gosh. You guys. Bags and bags of stuff to donate and to just to give away. It feels so good.
It's been a long time
since I've been able to really like focus and do that and have someone with me to just be like, really, do you need to keep that? Or it's just time to go. So that's what I've been up to the last three straight days.
But you're Flossy Dickie now. I mean, the result is you're Flossy Dickie.
This is my respite talking to you guys and see what's going on in the world because I've only watched Slither. Which is my movie to review today at 8:30.
I did do it.
You did. I must be honest. Yeah. I was walking into work today, and I thought because Dawn and I were laughing yesterday with the audience that we've been cursed with forced movie review. So I thought to myself as I was walking into the studio, I said, "I bet you," and I couldn't. We couldn't blame you. I bet you got so wrapped up with Mama, and now we know that she had you on a task list.
Guys, woo!
I thought for sure you were going to be like, girl, I completely forgot. Or, now, here's the other question that Dawn posed yesterday.
Oh, what's that?
When did you actually watch Slither?
I watched it yesterday.
We knew it.
Yeah. In two chunks. I watched it in the morning. The first half, it's an hour and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night. So, yeah, it's fresh on my mind. Mm-hmm. It's a great name for that film. It's a little onomatopoeia.
Yeah. That's the first time that word's ever been said on our show, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Yeah,
it sounds like it, like you see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's very mucusy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Can't wait to tell you about it. But actually, it was funny. Nathan it was Fillion. Funny too.
Yes.
And Nathan, oh my gosh, some of the lines in there I'm going to use again.
Okay, good. Yeah. I love this movie just because, it's funny.
Because you love him too, don't you?
And I love Nathan Fillion. Yes. Yeah.
Well, the good news is I'm looking at you. You don't look tired.
Oh, really? Thank you.
No, not at all. You don't look tired.
I did get I just passed out last night. It was like, boom.
Yeah.
But with the change of weather so quick, I think it's just...
That's how your Brenda Vaccaro is coming out right now?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, what do you want me to say? Ooh. It doesn't hurt. It just sounds bad. Oh my gosh, she's back. I love it. Were you guys talking about apples the other day?
Yes.
I saw some emails. I tried an apple. I went to Pine Tree Apple Orchard yesterday. And because, you got to get the pies, you got to get the turnovers, you got to get the... Or they call them rollovers, I think.
Rollovers,
yeah. The loaves. You got to get the donuts. Just eat it. Basically, that's Angel's favorite. We sent some to his mom in Puerto Rico. She loves them so much. And there was an apple I hadn't seen there. It's called Tiny Dancer. It's like very Roll little.
Tiny Dancer. Or Tony Dancer.
How many bites?
Probably in four bites.
Oh.
Yeah, we bought the Honeycrisp because you got to go with the classic at least.
Okay.
But they looked really good.
Well,
did you try a new apple? Is that what's going on?
I'm mad that my favorite apple tastes like S now.
Oh my gosh, which one?
It's Fuji. It's been good forever. And then I found a Smithsonian Magazine article about why it sucks now.
So that's actually
a real
thing. Science behind it.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, it has to do with the planet getting hotter.
Mm-hmm.
The trees are blooming earlier.
Oh.
And so the growing season is... too long, and they're picked too late. So now it makes them mealy. So they just,
mouth sounds.
There's no crispiness in
and
the apple.
It's not the same taste.
Yeah.
No.
So I have to switch to a different apple. I've been getting a lot of emails about which apple to switch to. They're telling me where to get them. I'm like, good, keep it coming, people.
Well, yeah.
I'll try them all.
Yeah. This is the place to have apples.
I told her about the first Kiss apple that I loved.
Ooh, from, those are good.
Yeah, get those at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, from very the University sweet. Of Minnesota. Yeah, the Arboretum over there. So, well, we're glad you're back. Setting the table.
Guys.
A little bit later, we will ask Alexis's reaction to the news. I forgot to put that on the sheet. I'll do it right now. Alexis's reaction, because we all thought of her immediately, the passing of the icon, Angela Lansbury. We'll talk about that. But when we return, good news for Starbucks and Delta fans, and more good news if you like unique purses. Dawn has that. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Alexis back after a few days of spending time with her family and getting a task list from her mother.
Hard labor.
Yeah, hard
labor.
Did she
let you take naps? Because that's our normal.
Yeah, yes. We did take an afternoon.
Okay, good. Because that's our patterns. And even on the weekend, you kind of have to do it to keep yourself.
But remember, she's on California time, right? So she could stay up till like 2, 3 in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
By midnight, I was like, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm so tired right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous. She's
like, I'll continue working. I'm like, okay.
Oh, good.
She
work
has
alone.
So much energy, and she just turned 70.
Perfect.
So I was like, wow, Mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was so much done, you guys. It's just.
That's got to feel good.
Oh, yes.
Cleansing.
It does. It feels lighter. Like, I just feel like once we drop that all off today, it's going to be like, yes.
We went through shoes.
Oh,
God, Dawn will see a cleaned closet when you come today.
How much did you get out?
Three hefty black, those big industrial garbage bags.
Yes.
Three of those.
That's fantastic.
One throwaway, two donate. You know, the throwaway were shoes beyond repair. And I wouldn't give it to anybody, but three of those, three.
Oh, amazing.
It felt great. So welcome back to the show, everybody. Dawn, potato chip purse.
This is so stupid.
What is this?
Okay. Believe it or not, fashion designer Balenciaga. They have made an $1,800 Lay's potato chip bag. It looks like an empty bag of Lay's potato chips.
Okay.
It has a zipper on top. And you just put your stuff in it and you just hold it like it's, you know, you're going upstairs to put the chips away.
I gotta see this.
Let's see. And so it actually debuted. They teamed up with Pepsi because they own Lay's potato chips, and you know they get a cut for all of that. But they debuted it at the Paris Fashion Week earlier this month.
Oh my gosh! There's not even a strap. It's just a zippered. It looks like a knitting project bag.
Exactly. And this is $1,800. Okay. Now, no word on whether or not there's crumbles at the bottom that you can just have a snack, but I mean, so models were just carrying this down the runway.
Uh-huh.
It looks like crunched up too, just grabbed and like all folded.
Yeah. Now, Hyperbeast, which is a, you know, they follow fashion and all kinds of different topics. They said the $4 Lay's chip bag has been transformed into a zippered leather clutch. Styled in four flavors, original, salt and vinegar, lime, and flame and hot, complete with a Balenciaga branding. And they're $1,800 a pop. It even says like the net weight, 7 3/4 ounces. Like it looks exactly like a potato chip bag.
Do you think that Lay's approached Balenciaga and said, hey, can we do this?
No, because they're known for their weird stuff.
Yeah.
They also did the most expensive trash bag in the world. It was like $1,800. It was kind of like an outfit.
I think I remember that one.
And then, go ahead, Jason.
Lex, what is a crafting project bag you mentioned? What is that?
Well, my favorite yarn or like knitting bag is a zippered pouch. And this is exactly what it looks like. There's drawstring ones and everything. But this one, now it's leather. So that brings it to another level, which might be the price tag. But still, it looks very cheap.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Looks just like a...
It looks like something that you would buy at an outdoor... flea market,
right?
Like somebody crafted it themselves. It looks like a chip bag instead of a purse.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything fancy.
And actually, it's kind of even worse than a knitting bag, because at least in a knitting bag there's a gusset, so there's like a box bottom on most of them, so they can stand up by themselves.
Exactly. This is just like it doesn't stand up by it. No. You have no strap. I'm like, at least put a strap on this thing so I can put it around my body, like crossbody or something. Now, to go back to the most expensive trash bag in the world, that was $1,790, and that was same company, Balenciaga, and it looks like a garbage bag.
Okay.
It's just it literally looks like a garbage bag, and it's just for you to hold your stuff in.
That's when you just have money just to literally burn and use to make s'mores, you know? That's just stupid money.
Right. Crazy, people were saying that it was rude, that it's trolling people, you know, and people were mad about it. But that was fall of, you know, this was debuted in March, the garbage bag.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, someone out there is going to buy it.
I was just going to say, someone will use this
the
as a purse.
Will have
yes.
It.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And they just It'll need be... one person to buy yep. it. And then it pays for
off to the races. Yeah. If you're a fan of Delta or Starbucks.
Yes.
I got this email a couple days ago, and it just made my heart sing. So Starbucks and Delta have teamed up. And now if you are a Delta SkyMiles customer and you are a Starbucks loyalty customer.
Oh, yes.
They have teamed up, and for every dollar you spend at Starbucks, you will get a mile on Delta. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot, but every little dabble, do ya? Let me tell you, when you're trying to get a free flight, and if you go to Starbucks with any regularity, like I do, this will really help out. Plus, there's all sorts of different aspects of the deal. The day of your flight, you get like double points if you go to a Starbucks the day of your flight.
Oh, my Lord. This is great.
Yeah.
I love earning little points here and there.
Oh, I turn it into a game. I love it. Mm-hmm. So the minute I got that email, Colin and I both linked up. They made it very easy.
Oh, so you have to link the two reward programs.
Yep. You link it, and they give you a link that's super easy to do. You just have to enter your Starbucks password and then your Delta SkyMiles, and bada boom, bada bing. Cool. It's already linked. And we got a bonus when you sign up. The moment you link, you get 500 SkyMiles.
Whoa.
And then you get, I think, 150 Starbucks points instantly. It's a pretty good deal.
Okay. Now, I just found it. Put a link on our show page if you are driving. And
now, look, is it going to get you a trip to Hawaii tomorrow? No.
After 25 years of drinking Starbucks, yes. But
yeah, seriously.
Depends on if you go every day. I mean, if you buy for the office.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Start offering to buy for the office and go just have people pitch in.
Oh,
you know? But I then buy, you get the points.
Yes, I get executive producer Jeff coffee every day. I've done it for 8 years. I wish this would I could have gone to Tahiti. Yeah, what, Lex?
It's a mile for every dollar you spend.
Yes.
I was going, oh, maybe you should just get smalls because then you can, you know, it just adds up. But it's for every dollar.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that what I said? Did I say it wrong?
In my mind, it was for every drink.
They're fighting.
No. I was making sure. It's Friday. It's early. I could have been wrong. When we come back, Lex.
I'm tired.
And Angela Lansbury next.
Right now, your first 8 weeks are free. And let me tell you about this Flex program. The Flex program is so easy. It lets you work in things like pasta, fruit, even bread into your program. And that is not necessarily a traditional thing with plans, weight loss plans. So this is something that they've modified through their registered dietitians and nutritionists. And it's really working for people. I was just at the Woodbury Center the other day, and they were talking about how well it works in the combinations with the other programs they have. It helps people lose weight even quicker, which is what you want. Your first 8 weeks are free. When you mention me, ask them about the Flex program, 855-GO-LIVIA, or you can go to livia.com, L-I-V-E-A.com. Ask them about their Flex program. And they were just voted Minnesota's best weight loss program for the second year in a row. Go, Livia.
Hey, guys. Bradley here.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Come to find the beautiful fragrance of Gentoo. Sensual, but not too far from innocence.
Okay, gross.
Gentoo. The beautiful fragrance, sensual. But not too far from innocence. John 2 from Revlon. Wear it and be wonderful.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Don't worry, this isn't slutty perfume, okay?
No, sensual, it's but not too sensual.
It's barely virginal.
Yeah, sensual, but not too far from innocence.
Who's virginal around here? Wait, what?
There isn't a person on our staff.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
What the hell?
No, I think it was made for...
I kind of like it. We're sensual, but not too sensual.
Jean Tu.
Speak for yourself.
Yes.
Sensual, but not that far from innocence.
Okay, Jason.
1978. That is Jean Tu. Yeah, Jean Tu perfume by Revlon from 1978. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis. I have all new commercials today, all new ones coming up throughout the show. But right now, Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this Friday, October 14th, 2022. Lex, Dawn and I both said we were bummed that you were not here to give your thoughts. But here you are on your beloved Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, I love her. 96 years old. What a great life. And what a career. I know we know her for this song here. Well, the show, Murder, She Wrote. But I hope everyone remembers her for the variety of actors that she played. She was an amazing character actor. 8 decades her career spanned. And all the different variety of roles hit really every generation. So hopefully it's, we'll watch Murder, She Wrote, of course, which wasn't supposed to be a hit at all, but of course it has been, it continues to be, but you know, Sweeney Todd, she, was in The Manchurian Candidate, which of course she played an evil mother, which was very different from her Jessica Fletcher role. And you know, she sings, she danced, she, of course acted, but just triple threat, quadruple threat. She started out when she was 16, but she said she was 19.
She could just get away with all kinds. You could join the military when you were like 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say, yeah, I'm 18.
Yeah.
You know, just get into acting. You didn't have to show any type of ID.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And lots of accolades, of course, too, you know, with her Tony Awards and Grammy and her Emmy Awards. And it's just, and she, from everyone that we've heard from, she was just a really joy to work with.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is what you want to hear from people. But, yeah, she'll be missed. I did have, when the news came, thank you for all your messages, you too, Jace.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, man, there goes another one. But she's 96, and I was with my mom. I said, oh, man, Angela Lansbury died. And she goes, oh, man. And she's kind of said it like, she goes, well, I don't feel that bad. And I go, what, Mom? She goes, well, just because she had such a great career, she was so beloved. And I'm sure at 96, you've had a really good run.
Yeah, you're probably ready to leave the restaurant.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Give me my check. Let's go.
Time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, but you know what it is? Like, you know why you felt that way?
Yeah.
It is the same way that I felt about Johnny and recently Betty White. It is because these people seem like utilities that will just always be there.
That's the
you
truth.
You know what I mean? It's she feels like the electric company. You know, when you go home, you're going to turn on the lights and there will be lights. It's like a utility. You know, Johnny, for all those years, when you sat down at 10:30 at night, he was just there. He was like an American utility service. Mm-hmm. And Angela, there was a sense of immortality to her. And I'll compare her to Betty White. You just didn't, even though they've been here forever, you just didn't think of them not being here. You just thought, oh, they're going to trick the universe. They're going to trick God.
Yeah.
It's just always going to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a sense of, you know, you get a sense of your own mortality.
Yeah.
We always want to think back to nostalgic things because, you know, it's an escape from this world we're in. And whenever these huge icons are passing away, it makes it feel like you're losing your childhood. And you know, it's scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
timeless.
Not to make it like overly dramatic, but it really is. That's where the sadness comes from. You know,
because you think about your own death.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's true. I mean, that's exactly, you know. And also, just a reminder, too, Sunday is her 97th, would have been her 97th birthday. So just 5 days before.
And another reminder, because I got two emails from the talk show.
Yeah.
And I love that these people were sticking up for the franchise they love. We should acknowledge, too, she was in another beloved franchise, not franchise, but property, Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yes.
Oh, people love her in that. Right. And I did not, God forbid, I did not mention it. And I forgot. I apologize.
And don't forget Beauty and the Beast.
Yes,
Kate
is
oldest time.
Okay.
Mrs. Potts.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we played that. We ended the show on whatever day on that. Oh, and before I forget, so Lex, we realized that we realized a fun fact while you were gone too.
What's that?
So George R.R. Martin, did you know that he wrote and directed for Beauty and the Beast?
I did not know that.
Your beloved Beauty and the Beast.
This absolutely makes sense now.
The TV show, let's be clear.
The TV show. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sorry. I know non sequitur, but that just popped in my mind. And I thought, we were reading an article about how he thinks House of the Dragon needs to be about 40 episodes. So 4 seasons.
Okay.
And in that, he referenced that when he used to write for Beauty and the Beast... Network orders were about 26 to 28 episodes a season. To 28. Yeah.
So I'm surprised he's not a little embarrassed by that because I think some of the other creators, even though I loved it, it doesn't really stand the test of time, but still.
Yeah.
It was here's another tidbit about that. I'm just thinking about the TV show. So I listened to Game of Thrones on books on tape from the library, all of the books while I was driving across the country and stuff. Yeah. And the dude who narrated all of it, like all the, imagine that, all of the voices.
Oh, Lord.
One man. And he played the dad on Beauty and the Beast. And he narrated the Game of Thrones books.
Oh!
Like, brilliantly.
Oh,
so I wonder
if
he got the gig because he worked on Beauty and the Beast as the dad.
It all comes back. Full circle.
Full circle moment.
God. Oh, that guy. I didn't know that he voiced the books, too.
Oh, that guy is an amazing voiceover artist. Yes. I mean, he made all of them unique to where, because there's so many different characters, you get lost.
You need a diagram.
Yeah.
For who's in which house. Have you guys been keeping up with House of the Dragon? I heard, no. Okay, I'm still one behind, and a friend who's watching and loves it says she's kind of straying away because it's taking a different turn.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I have, while you were gone too, I had to admit that Colin and I have separated as far as TV watching is concerned.
Is he going Lord of the Rings and you're going
I'm going somewhere else. I'm going reruns of Knots Landing. He has to watch these by himself.
Rings
now.
Of Power, I've only we fell off in Europe and then we don't look forward to it.
I'm done after the first episode.
We have to start watching The Walking Dead.
That's
Alexis,
right. Or we're gonna
be so behind.
Yeah.
We gotta start now.
Oh my gosh.
So much pressure. So much pressure. Oh, well.
Oh, man. Well, rest in peace, Angela Lansbury. We love you.
Yeah. One more little tidbit that I found interesting because I've felt this way and we're not even in Hollywood. Leave it to Issa Rae. She's laying it out there, girl.
What's she saying?
She's talking about Ezra Miller. She's talking about Ezra Miller. And she said that the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth chances that they are getting is a clear example of the lengths that Hollywood will go to save itself and to protect offenders.
Yeah.
And I agree with her. Yeah. I have been so like, what? The fact that Warner Brothers has announced recently that they are going to try to salvage The Flash. And they're going
with
to
him.
Continue with him, with them. I think it's, with them.
Oh, I'm sorry, with them.
No, it's a fine. And I'm like, really? And Issa was
so
the first one to say
it. So many people
don't
get many chances like this.
No. And look, it's not that I'm not saying that they shouldn't get the help they deserve or they shouldn't have gotten a second chance.
Yeah.
But my goodness, we're on fourth or fifth, I think.
That's not.
And it's me too.
This shouldn't happen.
No, thank you, Dawn. I mean, Warner Brothers, I know. I'm sorry. Your DC franchise, your DC universe isn't what you want it to be. I get it, girl. I get it. I'm sorry that you're not Marvel, but this this is not the answer.
You gotta recast.
What I liked about what she said is that, you know, people have to be held accountable. There are legit consequences, but Hollywood's really bad about it, and money will always reign supreme, she says.
Yeah.
And that is the truth, isn't it? I'm wondering, though.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Will people be curious enough to see it? I mean, just kind of like the Good Luck, Darling, or Don't Worry, Darling. You know, all the drama that surrounded the film, and the film wasn't even that great. Will it be the same situation? Like, are we watching for curiosity factor? Will it be a train wreck? Is that what they're banking on? Because I think a lot of people will be the opposite and go, I don't want to watch this because he's in it. They're in it.
Maybe. It'll also be fueled by the fact that, you know, Michael Keaton allegedly has a cameo in it as Batman. So, you know, comic book movies are their own thing. And I know it's expensive. Warner Brothers, I know it would be expensive for you to shelve this, but use it as a write-off. You did it with Batgirl. So
yeah, that's the truth.
Yep.
What about just another actor?
Well, like Dawn said, you need to recast.
It's just time, yeah.
It's time.
There's so many. People out there who you could cast it, or not even like you could get an unknown.
Yes.
That would probably be best.
Give it to Grant, who does the Flash TV show to much success for Warner Brothers.
Oh my gosh. I thought you meant Grant here.
Our Grant.
Like, he does work very hard.
Yeah.
That will get all the young people to the yard.
Yeah. Or Lori and Julius Grant. Either one. Grant would be a good Flash too. Dawn, should we give away? Do you want to give away since we're talking movies, do you want to give away the tickets now?
Yes, let's do it.
What are we giving away, Dawn?
Let's see here. A lot of things printed.
I can read it. A pair of movie, I pulled it up too. A pair of movie passes to see Till, the opening night film at the Twin Cities Film Fest. It's the screening. Now, make sure you can go, as we always say, Thursday, October 20th, y'all. Don't pick up the phone unless you can go. Thursday, October 20th at 7:30 at Showplace Icon Theaters of the West End. Hey, plus you get VIP passes to the Twin Cities Film Fest Lounge. Dawn, what caller would you like this morning,
caller
my friend?
7.
There we go. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. When we come back, how much are Tom and Giselle worth? We're learning now that they're getting ready to be divorced. We'll be right back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Tuesday, Mark visits the Fonz on Happy Days. Then Laverne gets a lesson on dating from Shirley. And Chrissy and Jack have a battle of the sexes on Three's Company.
They're all morons, maniacs, and lowlifes.
And Louie has the last word on Taxi.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Rude.
Very rude. What a lineup, Lex.
Whoa.
Tuesdays on ABC, 1979, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley,
wow.
Three's Company, Taxi.
Taxi.
Taxi, Dawn.
That's not a... Kids, I didn't like that show when I was a kid. It was dirty. I was like, ew.
But now I appreciate... Course, you're right. No,
but the humor is great. The characters
yes.
were great. I mean,
it's Jimmy Burrows. I mean, yeah. it's, you know... But
yeah.
you're right, Dawn. I felt the exact same way. My
you're
papa
like,
loved
that's
it.
Gross.
It's grimy.
Dirty in there. It's a city. Ew.
But now looking back, I've watched some episodes. It's freaking brilliant.
Well, right.
I mean, come on. Danny DeVito and Danza and Christopher Lloyd and Latka. Remember him?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, yeah.
Wow.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I was thinking of Three's Company because I remember watching that.
Yeah. God, yeah. talk about horny.
And
inducing.
How horned up. Right.
I would be like, oh, God, please, Jack. Get it. Get
those
it.
Short
I
shorts.
Wanted him to get some.
Well, and I'm not being crude. I'm not being crude. But ABC telling, I mean, Jack, but Chrissy. I mean, ABC basically telling Suzanne Summers to not wear a bra.
Oh.
I mean, that was the
yes.
era. It was Charlie's Angels. And Three's Company, and there was a famous legendary Newsweek cover, and the headline, the cover was Jiggle TV.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
And it was this era right here of ABC.
So,
a little impromptu down the rabbit hole, but
yeah.
And then this announcer is the one that I always refer to that I love. He's my favorite announcer. His name is Ernie Anderson, and Dawn, a connection to, I think you like him, he is the father of director Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh my God.
Who did Magnolia.
Of course, I love Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah. And Ernie Anderson was the voice of ABC through through America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. From the 70s through the early 90s. We lost him in 97. He's the one that famously said, The Love Boat.
He,
that's
oh, man.
Him.
Oh,
and
cool.
I don't want to link this. The reason I'm bringing him up is I did a deep dive yesterday. there is, and all of you nerds, if you're listening to the show, you're a pop culture nerd. We can't link it because it has 75,000 F words. But if you put in Ernie Anderson outtakes on YouTube... There, guys,
it
is 10 minutes. A producer from ABC Network put together a decade of outtakes from Ernie, and it is, I laughed so hard.
Oh
he said, the F word is like a comma, and he's yelling. He keeps yelling at the young producers. He's like, he'll do a line. He'll be like, Roseanne, following the Wonder Years. Who wrote this effing crap? Who wrote?
Yeah,
and
it's like the Casey Kasem ones. Those
yeah.
are great too.
Oh God! But this one is just like, and then he has a fee. You keep hearing this woman in the background who doesn't take his stuff, and she tells him to. I almost said it. She
Beep.
Tells him to f off, and he tells her, and then he goes, "I told you you wouldn't like me sober." Oh my God. I told you you wouldn't like me if I sobered up. And I'm like, oh my God, it's the raw 80s, man, when you could just say whatever you wanted. But yeah, it's worth it. Again, we can't link it because it's not for all audiences, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you said Paul Thomas Anderson. I always think of Maya Rudolph because they have four kids.
Yes.
And married.
Yeah, that's his dad, though. Ernie that's Anderson. His dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
So connected, isn't it?
Yep. Are we finding out how much Tom and Giselle are worth now? Oh my gosh.
Yes, you guys. You know, this might be a real nasty divorce. And of course, they're going through all of their financials. And I just thought this was so interesting because they are one of the wealthiest couples in Hollywood for a lot of reasons. Remember, he's only 45 and she's only 42.
Oh, Lord.
So he is apparently worth $330 million after this season of football. Because this season alone, he makes $30 million. But it wasn't until he was, for the Patriots, he made $235 million alone when he worked just on the Patriots or, you know, throwing the ball there.
Yeah.
Then with the Buccaneers, almost $68 million for two seasons. Then on top of that, he has a broadcasting deal that once he does, in fact, retire, that's worth
huge.
10 years, $375 million. Of course, that's all upcoming.
That's upcoming.
Yeah, and then, of course, he has lifestyle brands. He has a NFT company. So that all contributes to his wealth, including he's developing movies and TV shows and all of that. And he's earned $52 million just in endorsements. Okay? So keep all of that in mind.
No.
$333 for Tom Brady. Giselle Bündchen, she's worth even more. $386 million is what she's worth because she came into that with, she got that record breaking deal with Victoria's Secret, $25 million, and then she's earned on her campaign deals alone over time, just raking in the millions of dollars. So you think that he might be the one, but no, it's
her.
She's the one. I mean, now the potential later.
The potential for him is more.
Is much.
But right now, what they're going to divide. Hopefully, they had a prenup that just says we keep our own money.
Right, maybe.
But then houses and property.
But here's the deal. She might have a little bit more ground for more only because she can say, I put my career on hold. And here's evidence that I did that to raise their children. Right.
And when you get to that.
Together.
And when you get to that, my Mount Lex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's like, what is 100? They're going to, I hope they
For the
realize,
sake of the three kids.
Yes. Divide it up. It's not going to change your lifestyle.
Yes.
At 100,000 to me. It's no big deal.
Exactly. What is that? That's nothing.
It's nothing. It's literally pocket change. Dawn has the scoop on BravoCon that kicks off this weekend. That and more when we come back.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.